You know that feeling when you're about to score 30% off, but they want your number? Ugh. Give them your Line 2 number instead. It's a second line on your phone, perfect for nabbing promo codes without inviting spam to your party. Sign up for every discount under the sun, then block the junk texts that follow. You get all the perks, but none of the spammy baggage. More codes, less chaos. Visit line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in the App Store and get your shopping sidekick today. Because the only thing blowing up your phone should be good deals.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Kid Stories Podcast. I'm Phil Bechtel. Let's get into a shout-out. Penny reached out on Spotify and left a comment. Penny, I think if you were a character from the stories, you'd be a book wizard. And whenever you read a book, you would have the ability to transform into any character from the book with all their powers and everything. Thanks for listening, Penny. Today's episode is titled, They're Back. Part 8. Last time on Part 7, Goose and Rocket had just swallowed a handful of moon crystal powder. They didn't know what it would do to them, but Tim Ray and Ben Ben were practically knocked out, and this was their last resort. The moment Goose swallowed the moon crystal dust, he knew he'd made a terrible mistake. His throat burned like he'd gulped down liquid fire. His eyes watered, every muscle tensed. Beside him, Rocket dropped to one knee, clutching his chest. That was not pleasant. Then it hit them both at once. Blue-white light pulsed beneath their skin, tracing glowing lines up their arms like luminescent veins. The pain vanished, replaced by a surge of raw power that made the air around them crackle. Whoa, Rocket whispered, his wild hair sticking straight up, filled with static electricity. I feel everything. Goose's vision shifted. He could suddenly see energy flows around the crystals, pulsing waves of power connecting them like a vast web. He raised his hand, and to his shock, a tendril of energy from the nearest crystal followed his movement. The captain, still towering 30 feet high with his massive gloop form, paused mid-attack. He was shocked at Goose and Rocket's transformation.
Impossible, he gurgled. Humans cannot harness crystal energy directly.
Rocket grinned, his eyes now glowing brilliant blue. Guess we didn't get the memo. He pointed a wand at a chunk of debris. And what should have been a simple levitation spell instead launched the boulder with cannon-like force, smashing it through the captain's shoulder. The gloop monster roared, its body quickly reforming. But for the first time, it showed signs of uncertainty. Across the chamber, Tim groaned and pushed himself up from the floor. The gloop residue coating his arms glistened strangely in the crystal light. Ray, he called, spotting his brother a few feet away. Ben Ben? Ray sat up, poking curiously at the sticky substance covering his ninja gear. Man, this stuff is weird. He stretched it between his fingers, and to his surprise, it extended like taffy before snapping back. Ben Ben was already on his feet, analyzing the situation with narrowed eyes. He spotted Goose and Rocket, now floating several inches off the ground as crystal energy swirled around them. What did they do? He muttered. Tim noticed and called out, They're glowing! That is so cool! Why don't we get to glow? Petal and her fairy companions struggled to hold the main crystal upright. Goose felt the crystal energy inside him. It was exhilarating and terrifying at once. Power beyond anything he'd ever felt surged through his body. But beneath the rush, a warning sensation. This was not sustainable. Already his nose had begun to bleed, the droplets glowing blue before hitting the floor. Rocket laughed maniacally as he unleashed spell after spell, each magnified beyond belief. Where his thunder wand would normally produce a small lightning bolt, it now created a huge lightning ball that engulfed the captain's right side, temporarily disrupting his form. We need to coordinate, Goose called, his voice carrying a strange echo. This power won't last! The captain roared again, slamming a massive fist down where Rocket had been a moment before. The wizard barely dodged, leaving a trail of blue light as he moved.
You cannot control what you don't understand, the captain bellowed. The crystals will destroy you.
Maybe, Rocket admitted, wiping glowing blood from his own nose. But not before we deal with you. Goose held his hands out toward the nearest small moon crystal. He could feel its power, and he diverted its energies toward the Captain Gloop. An epic energy blast shot forth from the glowing crystals, guided by Goose's hand. A strong beam of moon energy hummed through each of the smaller crystals and out to the beast. The Gloop monster staggered back. Tim and Ray had now gathered themselves and were fighting off the Gloop guards that hadn't yet combined with the captain. Another wave of Gloop guards rushed into the room. The monster was changing again, its surface bubbling violently as more Gloops rushed into the chamber and were absorbed into its mass. Its already massive form swelled further, but less stable. Parts dripped and separated, struggling to stay together. Goose felt the power surge again, stronger but more painful. Blood now trickled from his ears as well as his nose. Rocket didn't look much better, his movements becoming tired as he struggled to control the energy. We need to end this, Goose said, his voice distorting. Now! The captain raised both enormous arms, reaching toward the main crystal where Petal and her fairies struggled.
If I can't control it, no one will.
No,
Petal cried, her tiny form darting away from the main crystal as the captain's massive Gloop hands reached for it. Her and the other smaller fairies had no defense against the hulking Gloop. Goose and Rocket exchanged a single glance. Despite the chaos of the moment, they understood each other perfectly. The crystal energy flowing through them had somehow linked their thoughts. Together, Goose said, raising both hands. On three, Rocket nodded, blood streaming from his nose as he floated all seven of his wands in a circular pattern before him. Across the chamber, Tim watched the wizards prepare their attack. He grabbed the stretchy Gloop substance still coating his arms and pulled it off in one piece. These new Gloops didn't just dissolve into a puddle when you defeated them. Some of their bodies slumped into a stretchy, elastic kind of rubber band material. Ray, Ben, I've got an idea! He stretched the goo between his hands, testing its elasticity. This stuff is like a super rubber band! Ray immediately understood. He peeled the residue from his own arms and picked some off the ground, shaping it into long strands. Ninja slingshot! Ben assessed the situation in seconds. The captain's attention was focused on the main crystal and the wizards. The moon crystal floating in the monster's body was the source of his intelligence and power. Ben rolled his eyes. Okay, do it, he commanded, moving into position. The brothers worked with frantic speed, anchoring their makeshift slingshot to two pillars. The Gloop material stretched impossibly thin without breaking. One, Rocket called, his voice echoing strangely as the crystal energy built around him. The captain's massive hands were just inches from the main crystal now. Two, Goose continued, the energy flowing through him combining into a ball of intense light between his palms. Ben stepped into position, bracing both feet against the Gloop slingshot. Tim and Ray pulled it back as far as they could, the material stretching to its limit. Three, both wizards shouted in unison. Several things happened at once. Rocket's seven wands blasted together, creating a spiral of magical energy that merged with Goose's crystal energy ball. The combined power shot forward, a beam of concentrated moon energy aimed directly at the captain. Simultaneously, Tim and Ray released the slingshot, launching Ben like a ninja missile. He soared through the air, sword extended, directly toward the moon crystal floating in the Gloop captain's body. The timing was perfect. The energy beam struck the captain's massive form just as Ben reached his target. The disruption caused the captain to rear back, his entire Gloop body becoming unstable and thin. Ben's blade cut through the thin Gloop blubber, and connected with the moon crystal floating within. The crystal shattered, and the explosion blew outward, ripping the creature apart.
No!
The captain bellowed, his voice distorting as purple light erupted from all over his body. The effect was immediate and catastrophic. Energy burst outward from the broken crystal, cascading through the captain's gelatinous form. The massive body began to destabilize, sections dropping off and splashing harmlessly to the ground. Benben sailed right through the dissolving mass, getting covered in more gross goo before stumbling to the ground. He staggered, exhausted but triumphant.
"I think that worked," he panted.
The captain's form continued to dissolve, shrinking rapidly as his body fell apart. Goose and Rocket sagged, the explosive surge of power fading as their bodies began to reject the crystal energy. Both dropped to their knees, nosebleeds worsening, eyes dimming from bright blue to a faint glow. Benben moved to help Goose to his feet. The young wizard couldn't stand without help. They turned to see the captain now just a blubbering puddle. Petal's little friends buzzed over the puddle and pulled the remaining moon crystal shards from the gloop. Tim and Ray rushed to help Rocket, who was barely conscious. The young wizard's hair had stopped floating and now hung limply around his pale face, singed and smoking.
"Worth it," Rocket mumbled, attempting a weak smile. "Totally worth it."
As the remaining gloop guards scattered and retreated out of the room, Petal worked to keep the main crystal stable on its pedestal. The entire room calmed, and once Goose and Rocket were stable, Tim, Ray, and Benben went to work tracking down what remaining gloops they could find. The ninjas worked methodically, rounding up the retreating gloops. These were not the intelligent, evolved versions anymore. Just ordinary mindless blobs that bounced away in confusion.
"Almost like herding very jiggly sheep," Tim commented.
Meanwhile, Petal and her fairy friends restored the crystal cave. Slowly, the crystal's erratic pulsing steadied, its color returning to a calm blue-white glow.
"The crystal network is rebalancing," Petal explained, wiping sweat from her tiny brow. "The island should keep its moon connection."
Goose and Rocket sat propped against a wall, regaining their strength. The crystal energy had mostly faded from their systems, leaving them exhausted, but stable. As a way of saying thanks, the fairies helped them collect the remaining ingredients they needed from their list. The fairies even provided small containers of moon crystal dust, safely packaged.
"Just don't eat it,"
Petal warned with a pointed look at Goose and Rocket. As they prepared to leave, Goose turned to Rocket.
"So what's next for you?"
Rocket shrugged, running a hand through his singed hair.
"Not sure. A vacation, maybe?"
"You should come to the valley," Goose suggested. "You'd fit right in at the academy."
"Really?"
Rocket's eyes brightened.
"Absolutely," Benben confirmed. "Anyone who helps save our lives gets an automatic invitation. That's the rule. It happens more than you might think."
"Plus," Tim added, "we have cannons on our boat. You look like someone who'd appreciate a good cannon."
"I do love a good cannon," Rocket admitted with a grin.
Ray clapped him on the shoulder.
"Then it's settled. You're coming with us."
As they gathered their collected ingredients and headed toward the beach, the island felt calmer, steadier beneath their feet. Their adventure wasn't over. They still had to sail home. But the greatest danger had passed. And they had exactly what they came for. Plus a new friend. Tim reached into his pocket, pulling out Sir Glowington.
"What do you think, little buddy? Mission accomplished?"
The luminescent beetle flashed his approval. The end. Thanks for listening, friends. The website is kidstoriespodcast.com. Send all your drawings and things to kidstoriespodcast@gmail.com. And thanks again to Blake for helping me make this incredible series. Adios.
Want to keep your personal number private but still stay connected? With Line 2, you can get a second phone line right on your device with a super simple app and no need for another phone. Whether it's for online shopping, dating, or shielding your main number from spam, Line 2 is an easy way to manage it all. Ready for peace of mind without breaking the bank? Call, text, block, and more for only $9.99. Get started with line2.com/audio or download Line 2 in any app store today. Line 2, your second line simplified.